Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors. My name's Steve Bowes. Lots of U.S. labor market news for the first week of February. Let's go over the key figures you need to know. First, earlier in the week, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released the final JOLTS report for 2021. This is the job openings and labor turnover summary. The key numbers from this report: job openings as of the end of December sat at 10.9 million. That's just off the all-time highs of 11.1 million set earlier in 2021. Quits, which we've been following very closely for the last 8 or 10 months, sat at 4.3 million, again, just off the all-time highs. Over 4 million Americans have quit their jobs for months and months and months in a row. And lastly, really interesting and buried in the report, the layoffs and discharges rates, this is basically the involuntary terminations, that sat at 0.8%. That's an all-time series low for the JOLTS report, which has been around for over 20 years. So once again, the JOLTS report showing a really, really tight labor market, lots of job openings, and very few layoffs with a lot of quits. It's been like that for 6 or 8 months. Then fast forward to today, where the January 2021 employment report was released, better known as the jobs report. This surprised to the upside with 467,000 jobs added in December, despite surging COVID-19 case rates in the United States. And in fact, revisions to the prior 2 months of jobs showed an additional 709,000 jobs added in the prior 2 months. The unemployment rate ticked up just slightly to 4.0%, but that's largely due to an increase in the labor force participation rate of 0.3%. That rate has been stubbornly low for many months of the pandemic, but maybe is starting to show a little bit of an uptrend as more folks get back to work. And finally, strong wage growth, a reflection of inflation certainly, but also a reflection of the really, really tight labor market where employers just simply have to raise wages in order to lure employees back to work. 5.7% wage increase year over year is an all-time record in that series as well. All in all, these two reports show a very strong, very tight, very challenging labor market for employers of all sizes, and hopefully good news for employees who will see their employment prospects increase, their chance to earn more money increase, and their opportunities to maybe find better jobs increase as well. We'll keep following the labor market news on the Workplace Minute from H3 HR Advisors.